ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमः पंकजनाभाय नमः पंकजमालिने नमः पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांघ्रिये। हरे कृष्णा। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 47 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द सॉन्ग ऑफ द बी वर्स नंबर्स 22 एंड 23। फर्स्ट विल रीड 22। श्रीशुक उवाच अथोद्धवो निशम्यैव कृष्णदर्शनलालसः सान्त्वयं प्रियसन्देशैर् गोपेरिदं अभाषित अतो श्रीशुक उवाच अतोद्धवो निशम्यैवं कृष्णदर्शनलालसः सान्त्वयं प्रियसन्देशैर् गोपेरिदमभाषत। श्रीशुक उवाच अतोद्धवो निशम्यैवं कृष्णदर्शनलालसः सान्त्वयन् प्रियसन्देशैर् गोपेरिदमभाषत। श्रीशुक उवाच अतोद्धवो निशम्यैवं कृष्णदर्शनलालसः सन्त्वयं प्रियसन्देशैर् गोपेरिदम् अभाषत। श्रीशुक उवाच अतोद्धवो निशम्यैवं कृष्णदर्शनलालसः सान्त्वयर्प्रियसन्देशे गोपेरिदमभाषत। श्रीशुक उवाच अतोद्धवो निशम्यैवं कृष्णदर्शनलालसः Santvayan Priya Sandeshair Gopir Ridam Abhashata. Matajis. Shri Shuka Uvacha Atho Davo Nishamya Evam Krishna Darshana Lalasaha Khantvayam Priya Sandeshair Gopir Ridam Abhashata. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shukadev Goswami said, Atha, then Uddhava, Uddhava, Nishamya, having heard, Evam, thus, Krishna Darshana, after the sight of Krishna, Lalasaha, who were hankering, Santvayan, pacifying, Priya, of their beloved, Sandeshai, with the messages, Gopihi, to the cowherd girls, Idam, this Abhashita, he said. Translation by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Shukadev Goswami said, having heard this, Uddhava then tried to pacify the gopis, who were most eager to see Lord Krishna. He thus began relating to them the message of their beloved. Since there is no purport, we go on to verse number 23. Shri Uddhava Vacha. Aho yuyam sma purnartha bhavatyo lokapujitaha vasudeve bhagavati yasam mitya arpitam manaha. Yasam ityar pitam manaham. Translation. Shri Uddhava said, certainly, you gopis are all successful and are universally worshipped because you have dedicated your minds in this way to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Purport. Although other devotees have certainly surrendered their minds unto the Lord, the gopis are unique in the intensity of their love. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamahyam Dadati svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitan Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sahavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakan Vitansham. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। Firstly, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas because this is too elevated a topic to speak on and I am too insignificant a person to do that. Just as a toddler can't walk, similarly I can't talk. That is my position. But just as the toddler is encouraged by the elders, similarly I seek the blessings of the Vaishnavas so that I may be able to render the little service that has been given to me. Hare Krishna. So there have been many incarnations of the Lord and the Lord has many devotees in each incarnation. But Lord Krishna's incarnation is very special because it is known as Purna Purushottam. He displays His loving relations with His devotees in all its varieties, in all the five rasas. There are 10 principal avatars, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, and they come for a specific act. They are not in the human form, so there is not much scope for relationships. Lord Narsingha comes to deliver Prahlad and kill Hiranyakashipu. He displays anger and compassion, extends protection, and kills and annihilates the enemy. He has no parents, he has no friends, he has no relationships, but his dealings are very formal and businesslike. Lord Ram and Parshuram discharge, they depict discharge of duty and upkeep of the principles of religion. Again, they have a limited display of interpersonal relationships. Of course, Lord Ramchandra does have, but still, as compared to Lord Krishna, it's limited. Only as Krishna, he unfolds the whole spectrum of relationships. Relationship is plural, actually. It needs two hands to clap. He brings his entire entourage from the spiritual world. Among all the relationships, he displays most prominently his intimate dealings with his beloved associates, in the form of the gopis. And this is the unique feature of the gopis. This is the unique quality of the gopis. And of the five rasas, the gopis are specially in the Madhurya ras. And the Madhurya ras has this advantage that includes all the other five rasas. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. And of all the gopis, Radharani is the topmost. Radharani in fact is his own self, the feminine form of Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. In one way she is non-different from Krishna. So who can ever have the same feelings that Radha has for Krishna? Nobody else. That is Mahabhav. This section, the 10th canto, especially these current chapters, are also describing these dealings between the Lord and Radharani and the gopis in Mahabhav. Frankly, as ordinary living entities, especially me, cannot fathom the intensity or the depth of their emotions. Then who can say what Radharani is displaying? The gopis are displaying is the highest. But who has the authority to say that? It needs one to know one. So there is a beautiful narration called the Bhagavatamritam, the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, the nectar of nectar, wherein it is systematically brought out how feelings for Krishna in love can get deeper and deeper and who is the topmost devotee. So let us try and understand or refer to this story. Of course, in this assembly, everybody knows this story. But as we know that when it comes to spiritual topics, Repetition is only giving emphasis on the importance of the topic. So, let us very humbly try to understand what is the message and how the message story proceeds, how the storyline runs. So, after 7 days of hearing the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukdev Goswami, when his time for departing for the spiritual world comes, at that time Uttara, the mother of Shukdev Goswami, the mother of Parikshit Maharaj, she appears and begs, "Please describe the essence of the nectar that was churned in the last 7 days. That is, please describe the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam." In reply, Parikshit Maharaj speaks the Bhagavatamrita, the nectar of nectar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. So the story runs like this. And actually this particular description comes later on when Jaimini Rishi is describing this to Janmejaya, the son of Parikshit. So it is like a conversation within a conversation. So here the description goes like this. "During the month of Magh at Prayag, there came a great Brahmana devotee who was also a landowner, and he came to feed the Brahmanas. The sages seeking spiritual success were praising the other devotees, 'You are most dear to Lord Krishna.' This Brahmana set up a huge area, decorated, placed a throne and worshipped the Shaligram Shila with great devotion, and he sang and danced, offered flowers to the Shaligram Shila, he did aarti, he prepared sumptuous prasadam, and after giving gifts of charity to all the Brahmanas, he fed them. And only when he had fed everybody, including the animals, then he sat down for taking the remnants. Narad Muni was observing these entire proceedings, and he was watching the devotion and the intensity of the feeling of this Brahmana. So he praised him and he said, 'O Brahmana, you have received the mercy of the Lord.' The Brahmana, he of course was very happy at seeing Narad Muni, but at the same time, on being praised by such a great devotee, he became very humble and he said, 'Oh Acharya, please don't say that.' He says, 'I am an insignificant person. I have no power and I have no devotion. The one who has that mercy is a king in the southern part of India. He has built huge temples, that shows he is rich. He has an army, that shows he has power. And his devote, his praja, they are so pious that the earth gives even without ploughing. That is proof of his devotion and that of his followers. So you should go and meet that king to find out who is the recipient of the topmost mercy of the Lord.' Immediately Narada departs to meet that king, and he begins to glorify the king with all the information that he had from this Brahmana. The king, in turn, being a devotee at heart, very soft, and unable to hear his own glories, he says, 'O Narad Muni, please don't glorify me like this. In the first place, let me tell you, I am not independent. I am governed by fear. I am under the spell of the three modes. And my power is limited and my wealth is also limited. Why I say this, you will shortly know. Because I am speaking about Indra, the king of demigods. He has all these things and much more than what I have. He is powerful. For 71 yugas, he rules, the demigods, and the three planetary systems. He has wealth that surpasses anybody on earth. He is loaded with riches, the heavenly abode. Vishnu as Vamana became his younger brother." So he directs Narad Muni to go and meet Indra. So Indra proceeds. So from the earth, from the Bhauma, he goes to the heavenly planets, the higher material planets, the Divya. And he comes to the Swargalok. There Vishnu is seated on Garuda and decorated, scented, garlanded, and he is being worshipped by all the demigods, headed by Indra. And Vishnu is assuring Indra that fear not the demons. And at this point of time, Narada enters. And he begins to glorify Indra. He says, "O Indra, you have received the full mercy of Lord Vishnu. You are the master of the universe. Surya, Chandra, Vayu, Varuna are all your servants. You award pious credits for your worshippers. Even Vamana is your younger brother." Indra, unable to hear his own glories, he said, stop it, Narada. Do you know something? Let me tell you. Our Swargaloka is under constant threat. We are repeatedly invaded and having to flee. Bali Maharaj made Surya, Chandra, Varuna, all of us into his personal servants. Bali commanded the offerings made to Indra. Narada, let me tell you, we are envious, we are competing, we are full of faults, and also we commit sins. There is no happiness here. As for Vamana, he forcibly took my Sudharma assembly. He took away the Parijata tree. He treats me with contempt. He stopped the offering of the cowherd men. And when I told him about Vritasura, he told me, go and fight him and kill him yourself. Indra, I have no capacity to go to his abode. I do not have his mercy. Let me tell you. I will tell you the person who really has his mercy. Do you know? Don't you know? Of course, it is your own father, Brahma. Yes, he has that mercy. His day is 1000 Chaturyugas. He lives for 14 Manvantaras, where several Indras like me come and go. He creates and destroys the material world and the demigods. Brahma is an empowered incarnation of Lord Krishna. He is born from the navel of Krishna. His birth is extraordinary. Narada approached Brahma. He was hearing the glories of Vishnu. Tears were flowing down from his 8 eyes. Brahma has 4 heads. So Narada said, "You are the object of Krishna's mercy." He offered his prostrated obeisances. And he started glorifying Brahma. He said, "You create and destroy the 14 worlds. You are self-born, Aja. The 4 Vedas are born from your 4 mouths. And as personified personalities, they reside in your abode. You have direct access to Vaikuntha. All the demigods can approach only through you. As Mahapurusha, the Lord resides in your abode. You are truly dear to Lord Vishnu." Now Brahma, being thus glorified and being a pure devotee at heart, a wonderful devotee, an elevated devotee, he begins to cover his 8 ears and his 4 mouths. And he says, "O Narada, I am only a servant." And he begins to chastise Narada, because Narada is not only his son, he is also his disciple. And he says, "Have I not taught you the essence of all the Vedas? Why do you speak like this? Don't you know that Mahamaya is creating and maintaining and destroying this material creation? She is employing her 3 modes of material nature to control all of us. I am also a servant. You know all these things. You should know Mahamaya. You know that Maya makes me proud for all the reasons that you have given. I get angry, burdened by my duties. I am in anxiety. My planet is subject to destruction. I am subject to death. The Supreme Personality of Godhead resides not just in Satyaloka, but He is there everywhere. I have no devotion. I have to struggle to avoid offense." Thus chastised, he chastises me for benedicting Hiranyakashipu. I appointed Indra, but Indra became proud and he committed offenses. I kidnapped Krishna's friends and cows. I left Braja to avoid offenses. Do you know who actually is the recipient of the Lord's mercy? Yes, you should know. He is Lord Shiva. He has the mercy of Krishna. Shiva is very austere. His body is smeared with ashes. He is eating dastura seeds and arka leaves. He laughs at materialists like me. He carries the Ganges on his head, the water that has washed the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And he conceals his identity by wearing a mats on his hair, on his head. He is so powerful that his dancing destroys the entire creation and the universe. Krishna has given him and his wife the power to bestow benedictions to demigods like myself. The residents of Shivaloka are liberated. Krishna does not pardon offenses against Shiva. He rescued him from Vrakasur. He asked Shiva to drink the poison and therefore he got the name Nilkanth. He chose him because he knew that he had the power to do it. His abode is beyond the sevenfold coverings of material nature as quoted in the Vayu Puran. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita we know that this material creation has got 8 components. Bhumir apo anulo vayukham mano buddhir ahankaram iti yamme bhinnada prakritir ashtada. But here we see that only 7 coverings of material layers are mentioned. What happens to the 8th one? Actually, Lord Shiva is that 8th covering. He represents ahankar. So that ego is what he represents. And there are various mantras. And why is Mahamantra glorified as the greatest? Because Mahamantra has the potency to penetrate each one of these layers, including the ahankar, and go beyond. So therefore, Mahamantra is given as the greatest one, one that can take you directly to the abode of the Lord Shri Krishna, can penetrate all the layers of the material universe and the coverings, can go beyond into the Brahma Jyoti, cross the Viraja river, enter the spiritual planets and the abode, and there find its path above the Vaikuntha Loka to the Goloka Dham, where Lord Krishna is seated with Radharani. And there this Mahamantra as a creeper gradually goes and comes to rest at the feet of the Supreme Lord Krishna, and there gives its fruit, and that fruit is love of God, prema. So the offering made by the devotee in a place like Bhuloka or anywhere in the material universe actually can rise and go beyond all these layers and ultimately offer that love of the heart of the devotee to the Supreme Lord. So this is the potency of the Maha Mantra. There is the mantra Om Namo Shivaya. The Om Namo Shivaya mantra can go up to the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. So it stops there. It is like when you buy a ticket, you have to mention the destination and your ticket is valid only to go to that destination. So Namo Shivaya can take you up to Lord Shiva. So you are limited to the point of ahankar. You cannot cross over ego and then enter into the spiritual realms. Sometimes people ask, why only the Maha Mantra? So these points are answered in the Shastras. So now Narada prepares to go and meet Shiva to the Shivaloka, to the Kailas, which is situated beyond the material creation and before the spiritual abode, between the two. And therefore, now he enters the realm known as the Prapanchatita, there where this being consumed by this material existence is, one goes beyond that position, Prapancha. Prapancha means to be consumed by this illusory energy. So one rises above that and goes to that position. So this is the Prapanchatit. And there he comes in face to face with Shiva. And he begins to praise Shiva. Shiva was rapt attention, chanting the names of the Supreme Lord, in love of Krishna, he was singing and dancing, and his followers, headed by Nandishwara, were in full attendance, and they were shouting, "Jai, Jai!" And at that point of time, Narad Muni offers his prostrated obeisance to Lord Shiva, and he says, "You are the object of Lord Krishna's mercy." Shiva hears all the glorification that Narad Muni has to say. Then he says, "O Narada, how can you come under this kind of an illusion? Don't you know, I only yearn for the mercy of Lord Krishna's servants. I am not the master of the universe. Hear his glories. Despite my offenses, he is kind to me." Narada said, "You have never offended. Common people may see what you do as an offense, but the Lord does not see what you do as an offense. By your request, Bana was forgiven and benedicted. By your mercy, Chitraketu offended you, but since he was the Lord's devotee, you were merciful to him. You did not get angry with him. And because the Lord is merciful to you, only Durga and you can grant liberation even to Brahma. By yours and Parvati's mercy, many have attained devotion. He loves Durga as his sister." Shiva said, "O Narada, I do not have his mercy. Let me tell you why. Why did I fight against him for the Parijat flower and for Usha's kidnapping? Why did he order me to invent a philosophy which is known as the Advaitam to make people averse to him? He is referring to his descent as Adi Shankaracharya. Adi Shankaracharya, as we know, gave the Advaitavad. Advaitavad means everything is one. Then he said, the liberation that we award is actually painful and not blissful. Because what kind of liberation can we award? Only impersonal liberation. I am ashamed to destroy everything, and that is my duty. That is the role that I have been given. Actually, let me tell you, Narada, the residents of Vaikuntha, they are the ones who have received the mercy of the Lord. They care not for wealth and prosperity. They want to serve the Lord. They are Satchit Ananda. They consider heaven, hell and liberation as equal." Parvati then said, "Of all of these residents of Vaikuntha, Lakshmi is the queen. By her mercy, one can get wealth, renunciation and devotion. She is ever devoted to Narayan, ignoring all the accomplishments of all the other worshippers." As Narada began to ascend to Vaikuntha Loka to meet Lakshmi, Shiva stopped him. He said, "O Narada, now Lakshmi is in Dwarka as Rukmani and is with Krishna there. When Narasimha killed Hiranyakashipu, even Lakshmi could not pacify the Lord. Only Prahlad could do it. Prahlad is very dear to the Lord. He truly has the mercy of the Lord. Do not go to Prahlad and touch his feet or praise him. He will be offended. Prahlad never asked for liberation. He only asked for devotion." Narada went to Sutala Loka to meet Prahlad. So from childhood, he told Prahlad, "You are a pure devotee. Your father's effort could not kill you because you were protected. You turned the demons into devotees. You preached to so many demons. You were awarded liberation, but you asked only for devotion." Prahlad offered his obeisances to Narad Muni, who happens to be his guru. And he said, "My Lord, actually you instructed me in my childhood. I am the result of your mercy. I have no glories. A pure devotee like you has given me this knowledge. That is my great good fortune. This knowledge reveals the hollowness of impersonal liberation and material riches. When troubled, I only meditated on the Lord. I never directly served the Lord. The Lord's mercy is actually only for His devotees. The Lord says in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 27, verse number 16, I take away one's wealth and opulence when I bestow my mercy upon him, my devotee. Then why did the Lord give me a kingdom to rule? That means I have not got his mercy. I am absorbed in ruling my kingdom and have no time for devotional service. How degrading of me. The Lord came as Narsingadev, actually not for me, but to liberate his devotees Jay and Vijay and to fulfill the words of the four Kumaras. Actually, I'll tell you who is actually the recipient of the Lord's mercy. It is Hanuman. He is a devotee in the true sense. I saw the Lord only briefly. Hanuman stayed and served for thousands of years. Narada came to the presence of Hanuman, deeply absorbed in thoughts of Lord Ram. Narada started praising Lord Ramachandra. Hanuman, on hearing the praises of Lord Ramachandra, leapt into the air and he embraced Narada, who was dancing, and Hanuman also started dancing along with him. Then Hanuman's eyes were overflowing with tears in love for Lord Ramachandra. So Narada started wiping the tears of Hanuman and he spoke to him. He said, "You are the most fortunate. The Gandharvas and the others are singing the Ramayana." Narada said, "You are the supreme servant of the Lord and you serve him in so many ways. You serve him as advisor, you serve him as commander, you serve him as a friend. You are more glorious than Garuda because you also act as his carrier. You decline liberation and you only ask for pure service." Hanuman began to cry. He began to cry in separation of Lord Ramachandra. And he said, "Look at my condition. I am in tears. You call this mercy? I have been abandoned. The Lord, he took Sugriva and all the monkeys and he left. And he has left me and he has told me, you go to the earth and you have to fulfill duties over there. He has sent me away from him." Oh, Narada, let me tell you, the true recipients of the Lord's mercy are the Pandavas. Lord is now in Mathura city. His mercy is for the Pandavas. The Pandavas were put into so many difficulties, but they came out like gold purified by fire. They never gave up their dharma. They never gave up their faith in the Lord. The Lord loves them. He serves them. He is their charioteer. The Lord resides in their palace. He has residence in their capital. He now brings the result of all the austerities. My Lord has become the messenger of the Pandavas. My good fortune is that my brother Bhima is one of the Pandavas. As an insignia, I reside in Arjuna's flag. So I too have a place in their midst. I consider this as my good fortune. I am only a servant and I am dependent on their mercy. The Pandavas are elevated devotees, free from material desires for any sense gratification, though they may be grihasthas. The leaders of devotees worship them. Yudhishthir and other Pandavas are higher than demigods. They are pure devotees. By performing Rajasuya and Ashwamedha Yajnas, they have access to Vishnu Loka. They all love the Lord and they love each other. So now, Narad Muni prepares to go and meet the Pandavas. The Pandavas are the devotees of the Lord. So now he comes to the realm of the Priyanama. The Pandavas welcomed Narad Muni and Narad Muni told them, "You are the recipient of the supreme mercy of the Supreme Lord. The Lord in His previous incarnations performed splendid activities as Ramachandra, Dasharath, Guha, Hanuman, Jambavan, Vibhishan were all got pure devotional service. Excepting Prahlad, nobody got it before that pure devotional service. Now, even trees have attained love for Krishna. Pure love of God is the highest. What to speak of those with whom He came into contact? He has now revealed Himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His mercy is even for those who fought like Kaliyavan, Kuvalayapida, Kaliya, Putana, Bali, etc. You Pandavas are thus most fortunate with whom the Lord spent so much time. Yudhishthir got fame, Bhima got credit of killing Jarasandha, Arjuna got his friendship, Nakula and Sahadev, they recommended his name for the first worship in the Rajasuya Yajna. He sprinkled water on Draupadi's hair and protected her, accepted boiled rice from Vidura. He performed funeral for Bhishma. He argued for the Pandavas. So, you have his mercy and his love. He declared, friends of Pandavas are my friends and their enemies are my enemies. So truly, you are the recipients of the mercy of the Lord. Yudhishthira said, O Narada, our calamities will discourage people from worshipping Krishna. Rajasuya Yajna was to show opulence, so materialistic people will be attracted to Sri Krishna. After the war, we were lonely with devotees like Bhishma gone. You call this mercy? Now he is in Dwarka. What mercy do we have? Then Bhima said, actually Krishna is very clever. We cannot understand or even trust him. He has left us. Arjuna said, all the weapons hurled at me were deflected by the Lord's chakra towards himself. He thus saved me, but as a friend, he took the weapons upon himself. I have caused him to suffer. I have caused him pain. You call this mercy? He spoke the Gita and actually cheated me into fighting. Nakul and Sahadev, they said, victory in the war was not his real mercy. His accepting first worship in the Rajasuya Yajna was his real mercy. Draupadi said, in all the calamities, his consoling words were his real mercy. Kunti said, when we had calamities, he delivered us. He was more kind to me than even Devaki. Now, I hear the wailing of the widows after the war. There is no mercy. I pray that calamities befall us again, so that the Lord's lotus feet and face will be again for us, will come before us, and He will be there to give us His mercy and deliver us. The Pandavas said, O Narada, the true recipients of the mercy of the Lord are the Yadus. He is staying with them. Go to the Yadu dynasty. Go to Dwaraka where the Lord is now residing. The Yadus are the recipients of His supreme mercy. Then he said, Then Narada went to Dwaraka. There he entered the Sudharma assembly. It was effulgent with the personalities all, and the Yadus seated in their seats. And amongst all the devotees, the Yadu is the most favorite. This is what the Uddhava is the most favorite of all the Yadus. The Yadus told this to Narada. When Narada began to praise the Yadus, he said, O Narada, you are praising us that we are the recipients, but let us tell you, amongst all the Yadus, Uddhava is the one who is the real recipient of the mercy of the Lord. He has the personal association, he is his personal advisor, he is his confidant, and he is his friend. He eats the remnants every day that the Lord gives him, and his features are just like him. So then, the Yadus are directing him to Uddhava. So now we come to the most dear devotees of the Lord, the Priyatama Nama. So Narada was in a trance-like state. He was stunned. He arrived at Dwarka seeking Uddhava. There, Baldev, Rohini, Rukmini, Satyabhama and others were surprised to see Narada in such a state. They began to pacify him. They asked him, "Are you okay?" Narada, his heart overwhelmed with love for Krishna and wishing to see Uddhava, the most fortunate devotee, was beyond himself. Uddhava placed Narada Muni's feet upon his chest and with tears and transcendental envy remembered the great souls who had attained the Supreme Lord's supreme mercy. "All you said about me," he said to Narada, "is true, but when I went to Vraja, my pride was ground into dust. I saw his mercy, sweetness and devotees there. I yearned to become their follower." Then Rohini said, "O Narada, do not remind me of the suffering of the residents of Vraja. They are undergoing in separation from Sri Krishna. They are suffering very deeply. Their hearts are erupting like volcanoes of grief in separation. Yashoda's tears can break thunderbolts. The women there are like dead corpses. What kind of mercy is this, Uddhava?" Rukmini, she said, "At night when Krishna sleeps, he calls the names of the cows. He calls out the names of the Gopa friends. He exclaims, 'Mother, give me some fresh butter.' He calls out Radha, Lalita, Chandravali. His pillow becomes wet with tears." Satyabhama, with a little tinge of jealousy, she said, "We are his wives for name only. His gopi maid servants are more dear to him than us." Balrama angrily said, "Krishna is expert in tricking. I went to Vraja but could not comfort them fully. I told Krishna, 'Please go to Vraja.' He said yes, but he did not say this from his heart." Uddhava said, When Nanda went back from Mathura, Krishna sent his jewels. The residents said, "We do not want these costly jewels. The real jewel is Krishna. We want Krishna." Out of grief, Nanda could not speak for 3 days. Since Krishna had not come back, he comforted the Vrajavasis, "My son has sent these jewels with a promise, I will return." So the simple-hearted folk wore the jewels of Krishna as prasadam, so that when Krishna would return, he would be pleased to see them wearing his jewels when he returns. "But Krishna sent me instead. He did not go. They were as good as dead. Not seeing Krishna, I just had to promise Krishna will come to keep them alive. I said that." Balrama said, "The people of Vraja are not eating. They are alive only because they are drinking the nectar of your holy name." Hearing the plight of devotees, Krishna wept and, holding Balarama, rolled on the floor. So now Krishna is describing his feelings for the gopis. He is describing the Purna Nama, the perfect devotees. Krishna comes out of his grief of separation with the gopis and he speaks to the residents of Dwaraka gathered around him. He spoke, "I have no power to repay my debt to the people of Vraja. I am deeply indebted. When they see me, they may become free of suffering, but they will be overcome from fear of separation. In this way, their pain will double. By not seeing me, they are tortured. But what is that torture? That is the torture of sweet love. This is achintya. I cannot bring the Yadavas to that ecstatic love. It is difficult to break your pride," he is telling the Yadavas. "Therefore, in shame, I have put down my flute." And then he speaks about the glories of the gopis. So he mentions, when the pain of their grief ends, they become filled with happiness, a happiness greater than what they feel by directly seeing me. Although in the forest fire of separation, my gopi beloveds are filled with pain, that pain is more glorious than happiness of directly seeing me. It is indescribable and enchanting. It is an ocean of ecstatic love. Only they who are learned in tasting the mellows of spiritual love can understand it. If one desires this kind of anxious ecstatic love, I do not remain present before them. The thought he is here makes my devotees, he is not here makes my devotees think of me. The dear devotee who think of me as their very life cannot forget me at any time. Remembering me in any way brings them a great festival of happiness. And this way he actually begins to glorify Narada. Narada, you have done me a great favor by actually giving me the association of the gopis through these descriptions. Then he says, ask for a benediction. And the benediction that that Narad Muni asks is, may they who in this world, even only once with their words, glance, hearing or limbs, touch your pastimes, attain eternal spiritual love for your lotus feet. This is the benediction Narad Muni is asking. He is not asking for himself, he is asking for all of us. And Lord Krishna says, Tathastu, so be it. And then it is explained at the end of this narration, a person who with faith takes shelter of this great narration, describing the search to find the object of the Lord's greatest mercy, will attain pure love of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. So in conclusion, the beauty of the whole narration is, the devotees are, and in any position they may be, they are fully satisfied with Krishna's reciprocation. They do not aspire to give up their allotted seva or relationship or covet the position of others. Genuinely, the devotee feels his inability to please his Lord. He is not carried away or proud of his opportunity to serve. Actually, the devotee is grateful. And lastly, the devotee approaches the Lord's, he actually appreciates the Lord's mercy for others. He exults in the good fortune of the other devotee. This is the symptom of a proper devotee. And so what is the flow of this particular narration that we had today? It actually flows like this, from Shraddha to Sadhu Sangha to Bhajana Kriya to Anartha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. And that prem then culminates to Mahabhava. And that Mahabhava is reserved only for Radharani. It's not available for all. So, from the Brahmanam, we came to the king. From Bhaumanam, we came to Divyanam. That is Indra and Brahma, who were in the higher planets. Then from that, we came to Lord Shiva, the Prapancha Atita Nama. And then to the denizens of Vaikuntha, who are all beyond this material creation, to Lakshmi. And then we came to the realm of devotees, the Bhakta Nama, the devotees Prahlad and Hanuman. And then we came to the Priya Nama, the dear devotees of the Lord, the Pandavas, the Yadus. And from there we graduate to the Priyatama Nama, the most dear devotees, Uddhava. And from Uddhava to the Gopis, and from the Gopis to Radharani. So this song of the bees is on that platform of the Mahabhava. Honestly, we have no qualification to appreciate it. As Lord Krishna himself states, only those who are on that level can appreciate it. We can only theoretically accept it. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Actually, this gave me an opportunity to read and even to understand it. No chance of understanding it, at least to have a reference to it. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare. श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की।